Good morning and welcome to Be Alert News Show. This is Bishop Leon Benjamin. Leon Benjamin coming to you. And look, we're back on our new set. And look, we are excited because we're living in what we call the last days. I know that might sound crazy for some of you all, but to some of us who understand that the end from the beginning, not the beginning from the end. No, we see how it all works out. And we're glad that you can be with us. Look, we are going to dive in to some real faith talk. We have some faith leaders and some patriots that are going to be with us on our show today. And we're going to talk about what's going on in Georgia. We're going to talk about the Georgia runoff. I know we're really going to dive in and really give some insight as to why this is a very important race right there in Georgia with Herschel Walker and Ralph Warnock. We know that God has a plan, and that plan has to be shouted on the rooftop. Look, we're going to be right back after a few short messages from our sponsors.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at BrighteonStore.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Just continues to get more and more maddening, more and more frustrating, which ignites the flame of the fire for this show to continue the fight. And Christopher Key is doing the same thing. This organization, Vaccine Police, I am proud to continue to support them, and I hope that you will too. Go to vaccine-police.com. He video documents everything as he's in the face of these hospital administrators that are killing your community members, your friends, your family, your relatives, in the face of these petty tyrants on school boards, in the face of the, you know what he's doing? He's putting up billboards in major metropolitan areas, waking people up that otherwise would have no idea that these shots are dangerous and in many cases deadly. That information that Karen Kingston just brought us, that's the type of stuff that Christopher Key is sharing with the world. Please go support this organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Look at the video documentation of everything this guy is doing. It's amazing. I applaud his efforts. He's a modern day hero. There will be a statue of Christopher Key somewhere when this whole thing is over and we win this war. Please support that organization. Go to vaccine-police.com. Again, vaccine-police.com.
All right, we're back. And look, we got a great show today. Some great people, faith leaders and patriots who love this nation. We want to definitely thank Brighteon. This platform is so relevant that I think there are not many left that are really allowing people to go uncensored. And look, you want to support us? Go to BrighteonStore.com, put in the code BEALERT, and you'll save up to 5% on the products, the wonderful products that I call the Health Ranger, Mike Adams has put together for us to stay on the cutting edge. Now, look, what we have, and I know I would not be coming to you like this if I didn't think it was important. We have a critical issue to deal with in Georgia, the Senate runoffs. And we know it shouldn't have even been a Senate runoff, just like what's going on across the nation, Arizona, Pennsylvania, New York. I can go on and on and on. You know, thank God for the victories we've had. I don't want to downsize the victories like in Florida and Texas and many other places, the victories that have gone on. But we do need to critically look at what the real issues are on the table: high gas prices, inflation through the roof, high taxes, open borders, fentanyl crossing over, killing hundreds of thousands of young people, young Americans. It just goes crazier. A weak military, a weak defense. It's just happening all around us, but yet there is still hope. I have a guest on, and we're going to dive in. I have Pastor Perrette Smith, right out of the battleground Georgia. That's what we call it, battleground Georgia. He's right in the middle of the fire. And from a faith leader's perspective, Pastor Perrette, we want to get your take on this. What needs to happen? What is happening? And what do you believe will happen on this December 6th runoff with Herschel Walker? And why should faith leaders be even involved in even this? Should we be out of the picture or should we be on the scene? How are you doing today, man?
Doing great. Good to have, glad to be here and so grateful for what the Lord is doing right now here in Georgia and so grateful for how he's got his people joining together wherever we can, pulling together. So with for one thing, I know that only way we're going to be able to do this is through a whole lot of prayer. And so that's what we're doing. We got a group of people that's been praying ever since 2020. After they, can I say, stole the elections from Donald Trump.
Yeah,
and
well.
So we've been, go ahead.
No. You're free to say that here. There's some places that we probably would have lost connection as soon as you said that. But no, you're free to say that here. As a matter of fact, understood, many of us, some of us who also ran in 2020 and also in 2022, we know that what we're up against is not just the will of the people. We're dealing with some skullduggery, some shenanigans that have to be exposed. And you as a faith leader, we had a chance to be with you last week in Georgia. We had a chance to visit your church. My God, the people were on fire. We brought a team down there with the America Project and some of the other coalitions. And we were excited to see that you are not ashamed, first and foremost, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you're not ashamed of stating your issues and what your values are and why you choose to participate civically in our electoral process. What do you see again? What is going on in the, and again, I want to let you know you're black. Okay. I just want to let you know that. Okay. what is going on in Atlanta, that area that where you are, I think it's called Cobbs County. The Herschel Warnock runoff is going to be decided by several districts. We believe one of them is yours. What do you see happening?
Well, there's a lot of people that are out here that are really trying to push things for as different types of agenda, different type of family values and stuff like that. Our heart and our mind is to go back with the values of what Jesus Christ has given us. And that's family first, love of God, love of country. And that's what God wants to bring forth in our area. I want to say that that's been one of the main things when I talk with Herschel personally. He said, man, the main thing that I want to bring forth is bring back those values that the church hold dear. And I said, well, I'm a pastor. And I said, I'm just letting you know that I'm right behind you with that because I know that those things have been pushed. So right here in Cobb County, there's people, they've been moving into our area. I'm talking about literally have moved people in here through a lottery. And with that lottery, those people come here from places like New York, Chicago, New Jersey, and they win these lotteries. It's a location lottery that they win. It's not a money lottery. It's a location lottery. But then they also get them jobs, and they'll make sure that their homes are paid for about 6 months or more. And those people are coming to change our county, and we want to stop that through prayer.
You mean to tell me, Pastor, that because the Democrats are losing so much ground as far as what they stand for, they don't stand for life. First and foremost, they don't stand for God anymore.
No.
They don't stand for life. They don't stand for family. I'm talking about the nuclear family where there's a dad and a mom, okay, male and female. and this is not hate because we're definitely saddened with the shooting that happened, I think, over the weekend at a gay club, and we're not promoting that type of hate, okay? No. Because the three kids that got killed in UVA, I guess yeah, that was hate right. too, right? Mm-hmm, how about the mm-hmm. four young white kids that got killed in Idaho? Mm-hmm. I think that was hate too. Mm-hmm. And so we're not trying to discriminate, but we're trying to bring to surface why the Democrat Party is so desperate to stay in power, even though their policies are failing us.
Yes,
what do
yes.
you say on that?
Yes, I would say that there's a lot of their policies they're putting forth that are contrary to what we believe and what we want to bring forth for the people at our church. The people there love the Lord. I want to say that we got a large number of them that are Democrats. I am still, they know who I am, and it's because of the love of God that they still understand that I can put what I want to put out there and I don't back up, because really they don't give me a salary. The Lord take care of me. So I can say what I want to say, put it out there, and there's several people that still have changed. They have, a lot of them have changed their values. That had to leave. They had to leave because that's the only way they can really stay there, because some of the things I'm putting out there. But we really want to make sure that the people hear what the message is and what the things we believe that Herschel Walker stands for. And that's our family value. Like you said, the nuclear family, pro-life. And there's a lot of things that are still on the mantle for something like that. There's some things for everybody that wants to bring forth the life of God in the way that we bring forth church, because the things that we bring forth in church, a lot of people want to try to bag that up. I had one person, even when Obama had back in when he was in office, he said that we're going to start instituting same-sex marriage. I had a person at our church, but on that Sunday, there were so many people that was in our church. I'm like, where all these folks come from? But praise God, hallelujah. And right after praise and worship, I stood up and I said, okay, we know that the White House has declared that it's okay for a same-sex marriage, but we won't be doing that. I would have never thought that somebody would have stood up at our church and cursed me out using the F word, F bomb, the
wait a minute,
everything. Yeah.
In your church.
In my church.
And they stood up and said cursings and words.
And words. And what
my thing is this. Why is it okay to do it to a Christian, but Christians can't stand up and say what they want to say? It's free speech for the Democrats, but it's hate speech for the Republicans. That is the craziest thing. Look, I want to get your take too, since you're right there. You know, there's a lot of pastors standing with Warnock, and these are big time mega church pastors. I mean, pastors with high profiles, and they're standing with someone who represents death of the unborn up to the last trimester, even beyond. They're representing same-sex marriage. They're representing God, taking God out of the platform, because God is not even in the platform of the Democrat Party anymore.
No,
how can these pastors, with any eloquence, with any dignity, stand with Warnock right now? Why do you think they're standing with him?
Only way I can see it, and I still pray for him, there's a strong delusion. And I want to say that there's a vast amount of demon activity in our county. And a lot of them come up against that, not just in my county, but also in some of these other counties or surrounding areas of Atlanta. And these mm-hmm. pastors are coming in, to me, they're coming in agreement with demons. And the demon activities over these particular regions, they have taken a stronghold in there. But we have to pierce through this. This is what the Lord told me a while back. He said that you're going to have to pierce through this darkness. And he said, and the only way you're going to be able to pierce through it is you got to speak the truth. And you got to keep on putting the truth out. Sometimes it may be seem contradictory, or it might seem like you're saying something that nobody really want to hear on a church platform. But I want you to keep on speaking the truth to bring forth the light of who I am. So these pastors, I really think that they're in a strong delusion, and they are backing down. They're sweetening up their coffee so much that you can't even drink it. They got more sugar in there. They got coffee. And so when it's happening that way, I think they need to back up and then reevaluate their salvation. That's all I can see it. Reevaluate their salvation and go back to what the Word of God says about life. Long time ago, the Lord gave me a vision. Yeah.
I've heard you speak at your church when we were down there. Obviously, you move in the prophetic, and this platform here, there are people watching this who understand, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and how important the gifts of the Spirit are, that our founding fathers did not create the Constitution without God. Obviously, God is all in the Constitution. But if you were to prophesy, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot,
yeah.
What is the word that you really that you would like to give to these pastors that are supporting Warnock?
Okay, that would be repent and be baptized. Allow the Lord to come into your heart and hear what He's saying to the church, because what the Lord desired to say to the church is what His truth says, what His Word says, and what life says. And life is about start at conception. It starts with the family, and that's the only way the family can come together and to grow the way they need to do. I would say repent right now and let the Lord do His first work on the inside of you.
Wow. Yes. That's a word. That's a word right there. What needs to be done with the pastors down there? What do you think needs to be done with the churches in Cobbs County, in District 7, District 6, or any other area? I talked to a gentleman that even down in Savannah, there is a great dereliction. There's such division between the Black community and the values of what we know the platform of the Republican Party still carries. I'm not saying the Republican Party is perfect. No party is going to save this nation. Everybody know that. We're not going to be saved by the blood of the red of the Republican Party, but by the red of the blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
But still, the Republican Party carries the platform of most conservatives. And what needs to happen? What do you believe needs to happen there, right there in Georgia right now with the faith community?
I do believe that we need to unify. And the unifying is going to be what's going to strengthen us with the numbers. And so grateful. I want to say this to you and your team and the people and Bianca and her team from Texas, how you guys came and collided right here in Georgia and set forth a thunder. And that's what I believe part of what's going to need to happen. But the pastors, all the ones that do believe and don't mind coming out and saying something, we need to get in that round table like you suggesting that you guys are going to be doing. We need to get together and come together and make a plan of action on how we're going to do this and bind up that devil in prayer in the name of Jesus. Because I just believe one put 1,000 of light, two will put 10,000 of light. And when we come in agreement that type of way, we can bind up anything that the enemy is trying to do. But the main thing I want to say, where there's unity, there is strength. And that's what we're going to need to do here in Cobb County, because a lot of us are separated because there are so many things that we're fighting on every front here in Georgia, especially, I want to say, with some of the Black pastors. I don't know another Black pastor other than a Latino Black pastor with one of the guys that we've been working
Francisco.
With. Francisco. Frankie, yeah.
Yeah,
Frankie Vega.
Vega, and, yeah. God bless him, yes.
And I'm so grateful to have him. There's some other ones that are out here in Cobb County. And I'm so grateful for them. But we don't have that many. We probably name them on our hand, both our hands and fingers, how many we have. So to unify and to get that word out and just keep on praying against that, what the enemy is trying to bring up to our city, to our country, to our state, and put out the truth. And keep on speaking the truth and not backing down.
You know, I've seen miracles happen. You know, it reminds me of the Gideon, how he thought he needed 30,000 men to defeat the enemies. You know, the crazy Moabites and the Amalekites and all those guys. He thought and God says, no, too many. Because, see, if you guys win with the numbers,
yes,
then you won't give me the glory.
Yes. I love that.
I felt it when I was down with you and your church, Pastor Frankie's church, and I saw some of the other pastors that came, that this is not a numbers game like the Democrats play, because the Democrats have their own numbers. They're 1 + 1 = 50 when it comes to voting. those Democrat numbers, I'm telling you. And then they have to wait a whole week. They can't count on one day all the ballots. They have to stretch it out for 2 months.
Yes.
Enough ballots can come in on the back end so that they can win. But I believe it's going to be not a numbers game with the faith community, but a giving God the glory game. And no matter how many show up, I believe Gideon's 300 is in Cobbs County. What do you say on that?
I fully believe that right there, because that's all we need. He said one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 1,000 to flight. But he said where 2 or 3 gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. And the whole thing is we got to trust God in the midst of what we got to do. And I'm just thinking about this past week, the Epoch Times put out the situation that happened over here in Cobb County, where there was an overlooked memory card in Cobb County, Georgia, with uncounted ballots. Stuff like that that need to be exposed, and God is still exposing those right there. But we're going to need to have this army come together and say, for God I live and for God I die, because with the way they're trying to bring and calling this almost like a mecca for the homosexual community, and doing what they do and bringing infusing so many things in everything that you do, you can't even get on a job unless you go through some type of evaluation talking about is all right, everything is all right with the homosexual community. We understand, we love people. That ain't the case. We love everybody. Because I want to say that the guy that even cursed me out, he came back the following week and he said, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I apologize, and I want to let you know that nobody has ever shown me the type of love. No other church I've gone to has shown me this type of love, and nobody else have got me to the place I am for with my walk with the Lord. So I just want to say, I'm sorry about what I did, and please, will you please forgive me? Yeah, and we saw God's work on that right there. But yes, Gideon's army is taking over, and I believe the end results of what's coming forth on December is going to be the outcome that says Herschel Walker ran well.
I want you to talk. We got about 2 minutes to wrap up on this first half. But I want you to talk to the community there in Georgia. Early voting starts November 28th. Of course, the election runoff is December 6th. What encouragement can you give Georgia right now to let them know that this is a crucial election and that Herschel Walker must finish the finish line, must cross over as the winner,
not just for
one set of group of people, but for all the citizens of Georgia? What can you give them right now in these next 2 minutes?
I want to say, please get out and vote. Encourage anybody you know to vote. I know that sometimes it's contrary when you're saying that you're a Republican or you standing for life or doing the things that you know as the Bible tells us, because all of us was brought up on these values. So stay with those particular values, y'all. And the main thing we got here is a crucial time where they're trying to pull those values from us. They're trying to change our lives from the way it is. Warnock has voted with Biden on so many instances to pull away our livelihood. And a lot of us out here, we know that we need every dollar. A lot of us out here work from paycheck to paycheck. Change. If you never did anything, now do something courageous and vote Herschel Walker, because his values holds that what you understand and knew as a child and from the Bible and what the Lord wanted to bring forth in this land right now. So allow Holy Spirit to just use you, to just be bold and say, okay, if I've never voted for a for a Republican before, I'm voting for right now, because I'm looking at the future of my children. I'm looking at the future of the church. I'm looking at the future for my life and the things that I want to bring forth. So I want Herschel Walker to get back in there. So I just encourage you to just do that and encourage somebody else to be bold, to go for and do what they need to do. I want to say one more thing. We were at the polls, and there was one lady, and I noticed she was Republican. Her family brought her in. There was she was probably about, I'd say she got to be in her 70s or 80s. It was her first time voting. If you got a mother, a grandmother, or somebody that never voted for Republican because you know that you want these values to come forth, pull them out, get them registered, and let them vote the right way instead of some type of ballot they try to pull out here to pull the change the election. Allow Holy Spirit to do what he needs to do. And we binding up, I want to say this, I bind up any thievery in Cobb County and throughout the state of Georgia. And we thank God for his power and his anointing to just equip you for this time and season.
Wow. Well, look, you heard it from Pastor Perrette Smith right there in Cobb County, Georgia. And we appreciate you being with us. Look, we're going to come back on the second half. We got a great guest. I think you all guys know about this guy named Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. So he's going to be with us for a few minutes. And look, we appreciate you all. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages, or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name, and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration, and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at SAT123.com. That's SAT123.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com. At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
All right, we're back, and Pastor Perrette is still hanging out with us, but I got my good Irish cousin, brother, uncle. I appreciate him so much. Lieutenant General Mike Flynn is with me, and he's going to just come and just give us some insight. You know, this is a big fight. This is bigger than the church. This is America. This is so huge. And we thank God for Brighteon. Look, Brighteon has been giving us this relevant platform. Go to the store, brighteonstore.com, put in the code BEALERT, and save 5% on these wonderful products. Help us stay on this platform and stay relevant, okay? Because we need this information coming out. Now, look, General Flynn, give it to us, man. Why are the Democrats going spastic right now because of this great awakening that's happening in America? Patriots, Christians, Jews alike, everyone's coming together. What do you feel is happening?
Yeah. So I think for your audience too, and I do appreciate Brighteon, because Brighteon does give a platform to a wide range of voices out there. But you know, but specific to your audience, I think is really appropriate. And I appreciate being on with Pastor Perrette as well. He's a terrific leader. And so here's where I think we're at. And I was off camera here before we came on. We were talking about something that I heard in church the other day about Luke 21, and it hit me like a brick over the head. And I bring that up because I say, you know, America is in a period of sort of revelation and reformation. And people have to remember that, that God chose Israel. America chose God. And so we have to understand that so I guess we have to keep choosing him. We have to keep demonstrating that we want God in our society. We definitely want God in our society. Hey, folks, the majority of, you know, the political dimension of our nation is heavily, heavily Christian. And when you think about the kinds of issues that are in play right now, that we're talking about. I mean, you know, we've gone through whatever, 50 years of killing babies, you know, 63 million, 64 million. So, and we argued about all these things. We used different words to try to shoot each other down and try to define what is a life inside of a woman, right? So I want to sort of bring all that back together, because I do want to read something. And I say, this is Luke 21, and principally, it's verses 5 through 19, I believe, but you can go from the beginning, you know, because I think it's like Luke goes 1 through like 30 something, but maybe it's probably even more. But that's the part that was in the gospel. And it says that, you know, and I write, to make matters worse, Luke goes farther. And he says some of his disciples, were remarking really to Jesus about how the temple, and that's us, and you can look at it as yourself. You can look at it as the body of the church, or you look at it as the United States of America. The temple was adorned with beautiful stones and with gifts dedicated to God. But Jesus said, I quote here, as for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Mm. Every one of them will be thrown down. And then I ask the question, is Luke describing a time in the future where people walk away from God? Right? And so has America, because I'm going to tell you, There is one element, actually many elements out there across the world, when you talk about different ideologies that are godless, and they don't have God in their ideological makeup, right? America has always had God in our ideological makeup, in who we are as Americans. And yeah. what we have done is we have gone from, you know, being a very strong sort of a Christian-based, Judeo-Christian-based community to where we have become lazy and we've become apathetic. And so now I'm like looking at every one of your listeners, or, you know, I'm speaking into their ears, or I'm looking them in the eye if they can see me. And I'm telling them, you are lazy. You have not done the things that you need to do. And what happens then is it crushes the spirit and the soul of what this country was built upon, right? The foundation of those values and those principles. So it has happened over a very long period of time, because I think we've coddled our own children. We've tried to give too much, give. And what we have created then is a lot of takers. We've created a lot of takers out there in society. And what we want is we want people in our country to give back. And that to me is, so like, if, you know, what is happening, you know, in America today, it's really a complete breakdown of institutions, of systems, of processes. And everybody knows it. I mean, our education system, our judicial system, our healthcare system, you know, you name it, right? You go down the road, you can just, whatever department we have in Washington, D.C. is an institution. And now those institutions represent, other fabrics of American society. So those things have really broken down. And at the same time, as you know, Leon, you know that we have seen a rising of a globalist ideology.
Yeah.
And the globalist ideology is an ideology that wants, in fact, plans on removing God. Mm. Their plan is to remove God from every aspect of what we are, you know, who we are as, and I'll just solely, you know, I'll stick to Christianity. I'll stick to Christians because I'm a Catholic and I'm a Christian. So I'll just stick to that because, you know, as many mistakes as I've made, I at least have a framework of who I am and what I believe in and how I define myself. So what I think is earlier on in Luke, you know, he talks about some wealthy people. And I guess Jesus observed some wealthy people giving wealth to some wealth early on, right? Or but they wanted people to see them giving their wealth. They wanted the credit, right? They wanted
right.
credit for giving their wealth.
The widow's mite.
Exactly. And there was a poor woman who kind of, you know, she's probably sneaking in from the side, and she gives her only like a couple of coins that she has. She had nothing but that. And she gave everything that she had, and she didn't want any credit. She wanted to be seen by God as someone who was true to her heart, and not trying to gain credit or trying to get a pat on the back, right? And I think too many of us have done that too. And so where does that lead us? Where does that lead us? And I say that I'm a realist in my being, but I do know that, you know, our society and the direction that our country has taken, there seems to be a lot of division, and this is where the Christian community has to come together. And this is not about Christian nationalism. This is about believers in God and believers in a nation that was created so we could actually practice a faith in a way that was true to its faith, believing in life, believing in liberty, right?
Yeah.
You can't have liberty. You do not have liberty overseas in some of these other countries that I know that you've been to, Leon, and I've been to many of them. There's no liberty over there to practice your faith. No liberty. You can't do that. There's only one thing that you can do. You practice whatever the regime tells you. And we don't want that in our country. And that's why what you're doing today to help some of these really strong faith leaders who are now involved in the political fabric of our country to achieve victory. And that's what we want. And they're not trying to do it to get pats on the back. They're trying to do it like the poor widow or like the poor woman. They just want to do the right thing.
And I got Pastor Perrette here. He's in Georgia. And Pastor Perrette, Can you kind of explain to the general what the pastors need to do there and not to be shy about it as far as backing Herschel Walker? Because we ran into some pastors who are not backing him, but are backing Warnock. And we're trying to figure out the dichotomy here between life and death. I mean, literally, these pastors who are backing Warnock are backing death. Yeah. And the pastor that are backing Herschel Walker, I believe, in all my heart, are backing life. Pastor, can you kind of give General Flynn a little insight on what's going on the ground in Georgia?
Yes, I want to say first, thank you, General Flynn, for your stance, for your service, for your heart, and all that you've done thus far. I really appreciate that. I appreciate it. I believe what needs to happen over here in Georgia, we need to come together as one accord, one voice, and still stand for those values that we talk about for America, the things that we know that America was built on, and that's those values of what the Bible speaks of. And for I'm loving what Brother Leon is doing right here. He's come together with some people, got him in a round table where we can come together and say the same thing and just encourage the people in Georgia, hey, we got to stand up for our values, because this is the thing that is holding us back and holding a lot of people back. I'm telling you, there's so many African-Americans that will vote for a Republican person if they understood all the values behind it. And that's why as a faith-based leader, we have to keep on putting the values out there, because these are the things that are being jeopardized right now when you vote Warnock over Herschel. And so we're pushing for the agenda of what Christ has said in the body of Christ, for us to continue to walk in the light, to vote the light, and just see our lives consumed with what we know that is right and what is and what the Lord want to do in our economy, in our families, and in our children, because those things have been held up. A main thing that I've been pushing for in the past years, I've been pushing for life. And that's what, there's a lot of pastors here that just don't do it. And I just say that what they're doing is wrong. And what I told them earlier is they are walking in delusion and they need to come out of it.
I know your time is short. The strategies, and you know, I've been in your head a couple of times and I was like, wow. I mean, the structure of how to win a battle is essential. Can you kind of lay it out in the next few minutes that you do have about the structure that communities need to have, that leaders need to take in order to win? You know, I know the battle's not ours. The Bible says the battle's the Lord's, but we still need generals. We need leaders. We need people of faith of all walks of life to be involved.
Yeah. I use the phrase local action equals a national impact. Pastor Perrette is a big, perfect example of that. You know, local action, action on the ground, action in the trenches. And, you know, when we talk about warfare, because this is a spiritual war as much as it is an information war, as much as it is a physical war, because people have to get out and do things. What I tell people, and this is where we need leaders. So, you know, those that are on the ground in the trenches, you're going to find leaders in the worst conditions that are going to rise to being to playing that role. And they're the most unlikely people. And I want people that are listening to this to know that somewhere in them, they have the ability to be able to stand up and step up and speak up and give their heart to what they know is true. Hey, what do most people worry about? Most people in this sort of metaphorically, or what most people worry about is what's 50 feet from their door, right? Can I afford a gallon of milk? Yeah. Can I afford a loaf of bread? Can I get my child out in the street to catch a bus? And they're not abused, they're not, you know, stolen off the street, or they're not beat up on the way, or you know what I'm saying? Most people only, and you know what? And that's what I want people to worry about. I want people to take notice of what is happening within their own neighborhoods and say, is this right? And if the answer is no, this is not right, then vote for a change. Vote for what you know to be true, which is a person who is going to stand up there and fight for your values. They're going to fight to reduce prices of everything out there. I mean, we have inflation now that's skyrocketing. I mean, people know that. I mean, we're taking better care of people coming from other countries and than we are of our own citizens. you know, people have to focus on what's 50 feet from their door, because that's typically what they do. And that's what I want people to understand that's happening with Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker is trying to, he's trying to get the message he's trying to get across is, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried about what you're worried about. I'm not worried about all these other grand schemes about taking us to war in Ukraine, allowing an invasion of our southern border, allowing our the price of gas to skyrocket. No, Herschel's worried about the basic fundamentals of life. And I will finish with the word life, because life is so important. You know, and one of the things I think it was probably Reagan said that everybody that complains about, you know, abortion is alive, right? I mean, anybody that says I'm a pro-abortion is they're alive, right?
That's right.
So this is about life. This is about liberty. Okay, yes, liberty meaning all of our freedoms. All of our freedoms are at risk if we continue to allow the democratic machinery to take hold of this country. We will have a godless society and we will lose our very freedoms. And I can't say that any stronger. And I and everybody knows that, because they're already at risk. When a church does not stand up at the pulpit, when a pastor does not stand at the pulpit and say, if you put your conscience and your vote towards somebody who believes in abortion, then he or she, that pastor is wrong. They have got to stand up for life. The second thing is liberty, because really what we all want is that idea of the pursuit of happiness. And the pursuit of happiness gets back to what I said about being 50 feet from your door. So I want leaders in those communities. I don't care whether it's in the deep inner cities of Atlanta, you know, within the Fulton County, the various counties there. I mean, I want people to understand that there's leaders out there. Go reach out to those leaders and tell those leaders, we need your help right now to save this country. And Georgia is one of those places that we can continue to get some breathing space for this country, so we can continue to fight bigger battles down the road, because the battles are coming. Sacrifice is not ended, you know, because somebody gets voted in. The discipline that a person like Herschel Walker has demonstrated throughout his entire life. You know, we're talking about people who have faced difficulties head on. And they know what sacrifice means, and they know what it's going to take to continue to fight this good and faithful fight, because that's what it's about. If you're going to a church and that pastor is not talking about how we've got to protect life, we got to get people in that are protecting life, then you're in the wrong church.
Amen.
And please
Amen.
Walk away from it.
Amen.
I love
Amen.
That. I love the whole character thing. You know, character is who you are when no one is watching you. And a lot of these people have built reputations, but their true character has been covered up for so long that people can't even fathom, you know, the character of a Warnock, you know, the character right. of a Fetterman, the character of some of these other cats out here that people don't have any idea that. And because they won't push the values, the people are now starting to awaken. And I really thank you so much, General, for just hanging out, man, and just laying it out, because
let me make one more comment before you let me go, because I do have to go, but I want to make this comment because you just touched on something that's really important, and I want to read it to you here because it's so important. You know, in the army, and this just gets back to what we talked about with strategy and tactics and where we're at. In the army, we have a saying that you will be judged not by what you do when everyone is watching. Instead, you will be judged by what you do when no one is watching, you know, and that's the lesson of Luke, of Luke 21 that I get, because the poor widow who gave whatever she had, she didn't care who was watching, because she gave it from her heart, where all these other people that are standing on these pulpits and they want credit, right? And they want to be patted on the back. Forget them. You go for the person who has the strongest heart. And that's my message. You do things when, you know, you will be defined not by what you do when others are watching. You will be defined by what you do when nobody is watching.
Work, your courage and your boldness in this war, because we are in a war. It may be spiritual partly, but it's also physical, as you said, economical, educational, Medical. And just thank you so much. And I look forward to having you back.
Yeah.
See what happens after this runoff.
Yeah. Or maybe before. Yes, all right. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Yes.
See you
later.
All right. God bless you. Look, you guys heard it.
Yeah, thank you, General
Michael Flynn is definitely not just a hero, but a patriot that's going to go down in history as someone that not only, you know, people don't care about how much you know. They care about how much you care.
Yes.
And there are not going to be many, I believe, written in history after this is over with that will reveal the character and nature of those who cared about this nation during these times right here. Our grandchildren, Pastor, are going to look back and go, my God, why didn't Mama fight? Why didn't Daddy fight? Why didn't Papa fight? They could have did something about this. They're going to look back at us and go, these people were idiots. How did they let them get away with this?
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be in that column right there. Pastor, what we're seeing, the infrastructure of what has to happen, local action leads to national impact that everybody over these next few days, we're going into Thanksgiving. And definitely, do you want to, how do you want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving? Go ahead, take a minute.
Okay. I just want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving by just, hey, just make sure you get you some coupons. Because the way Biden running this economy, hey, you're going to need every coupon you could get. Hey, and then go get to whatever you can get from the Dollar Tree, get that. But let me tell you this, God is still on the throne, and he said that he'll supply all our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But we don't have to be under this type of oppression. And so there's a good thank you, Jesus, that we need to do, and that's to keep on pressing on in toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And if we really want to thank God with everything that we got, we go out there and vote. Vote. I'm not just anybody. I'm talking about Herschel Walker. That's the one you want to vote for because he's going to bring the values. He's right at home with us. I love that what General Flynn said about the ballot is right there at home with our everyday needs. Everybody know that gas is going sky high. Everybody know that, and even when they brought the gas down here in Georgia, we still know that it's because Biden is using a reserve that we have here. Recognize that. But the whole thing is, you guys, out of our hearts, the Lord really wants us to still just praise him and to thank him for everything that we do have. And we're just thanking him also for the victory we're going to have here in Georgia with Senator Herschel Walker being our next candidate for Georgia.
Yeah, look, you guys heard it. From great guests today, we want to wish everyone on behalf of Be Alert News and Brighty Odd a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Be around family and loved ones. Don't talk too much about politics because, you know, somebody might get to fighting. But look, just love everyone and pray for the peace, not only of Jerusalem, but the peace of America. Look, we'll be back. We got some great stuff to share next Monday. See you then.